before I came on the show, I was looking in the mirror, making sure I didn't look too crazy, didn't have a random hair going down my face. I don't know if you guys remember this, but back, I mean, what are we in the 400 plus something, 430, 440 episodes? Like episode 20, 30, I had a strand of hair right down the middle of my forehead the whole show, and I didn't notice it until post-production. It was too late to reshoot. I don't know if I would have reshot over it, but I just let it ride. And if you can find out where that show is and you can see it, it was pretty funny. But anyways, I had this thought. I want to live a life where the only explanation is God. And that may sound like, that's a Sunday school answer, but when we really mean it, life can get a little crazy, and that's a good thing, right? Let's talk about that today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening and sharing the show. I'm part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go to FLFnetwork.com. FLFnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in the memo field. You'll get a 15-ounce mug like you could see behind me. Get tons of other great benefits. Don't forget about our conference coming up October 1st through the 3rd in Nashville. I am really excited about that, not just because I don't see anyone anymore, and it's good to be good to see people, but man, there's just so many great speakers there, so many great opportunities to get to know you guys. I just can't wait to meet every single one of you, and I really mean this from the bottom of my heart, is if you see me there and do want to say hi to me, then please do. Like, you maybe think, oh, there's some people around him, or man, he doesn't really want to talk to me. No, I really do. I really want to meet you. I really want you to introduce yourself. Please come up and say hi. But first, you got to get there. So buy your tickets now. I saw for 4 tickets, because I was looking to bring up my family, it was like $400 from where I am for 4 round trip tickets right now. Super cheap, guys. Even if you want to go by yourself or just your spouse, leave the kids, get a break, whatever. That would be great. But I think everyone's bringing their kids. So that is a thing to think about. Please come be a part of our conference of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I just want you to know that God is doing great things. And in this time that we live, it is crazy to think that God is still in control. And not only that God is in control, but he is actively doing things in this time. In the chaos, in the anarchy, in the warlord areas of Washington, God is moving, God is doing things, and he is accomplishing his will. I talk to a lot of people who are very discouraged with what's going on, not just with what's happening outside of the church, but what's going on inside the church with the social justice movement and how it's really all related. They're not isolated incidences. And to that point, I just want to say, last Thursday, we recorded the show for Friday. Reformgelical, guys, if you have not seen our show, A.D. Robles and myself, he's another podcaster on this network. We have a show called Reformgelical. We had Phil Johnson on from Grace to You, the executive director over there. And man, let me tell you, first of all, one of the things to be successful at, guys, is being a man of your word, is when you promise something, you do it. And Phil Johnson is that man. Now, he promised to come on the show Monday when I emailed him. And he knew then it was his birthday. He came on the show on his birthday. But not only that, guys. He came on the show the day he found out he had cancer. And I didn't say anything about it on the show because I didn't know if he wanted to make it public or is he just letting us know. But then I saw that he put it out on social media that he had cancer. Prostate cancer. That's the one. Prostate cancer where it's not too serious, but definitely be praying for him. But I just want you to say, like, if there was ever a time to cancel on a show, it's on your birthday and when you find out that you have cancer. But he did not do it. And let me tell you, that show by far and the way is the best Reformgelical we ever had. It's really important that you guys see it. He talks about his experience of social justice going back to the 60s and giving a really great lesson. And we have a really good discussion on practically what do you do when your church goes woke? What do you do when your pastors go woke? What do you do when your brothers and sisters in the congregation go woke? And we go through practical things of what you should do. And it's not just leave right away. So if you are dealing with that, know somebody who's dealing with that, go check out Reformgelical podcast or YouTube, wherever you go. But I bring that up. I'm sorry. Apparently I can't talk today. I brought that up just to say that show has been really impactful already to people. It's already done better than any of our other shows. We've got tons of great feedback on it. People going through that very thing. And I was encouraged by this. It was funny. I was listening to Eddie Robles' show, and I do because it's great. He seriously is like the man for this time that we live in. And he was talking about the story where people were carrying the ark. David and had his oxen carrying the ark back. I think it was from the Philistines in 2 Samuel 6. And they were carrying it the wrong way. They were doing a good thing in the wrong way. And he was talking about how some people are doing that and today, and that their people are trying to do the right thing, but in the wrong way. And I was just reading through that verse after that chapter, that story after he was talking about it. And I thought it was interesting. I remember this one line in the 2 Samuel 6:6. It's, they came to the threshing floor, and that is when the ark of God fell down. Uzzah took it, and he was struck dead. And again, I'm just trying to bring, like, what the heck does this have to talk about living in a way that only the explanation is God? But let me tell you, is throughout the Bible, the threshing floor is the sign of judgment, is a place of judgment that is symbolic of it. The threshing floor is where people would go. There's several of them, and you would separate the wheat from the chaff, hence the symbolism of judgment. And the Bible never puts anything in accident, right? God purposely has put every single part of the Bible in there the way it was. And so this threshing floor, the sign of judgment, this is where everything goes wrong. And that is totally where we are at today, guys. Like, we are in a place of judgment. But I want to encourage you with this, and this is where we're going to get into what I'm thinking about today, is I want to encourage you with this, that there is wheat there with the chaff at the judgment seat. And that is, or at the threshing floor where judgment takes place, is the reason judgment happens and God has judgment is he is not only punishing sinfulness, punishing not being obedient to God, punishing people that are disobedient to God, but he is setting aside the good. He's differentiating. We do this throughout the whole Bible, right? There's the remnant. There's the people that fall away. There's Israel. There's Judah. There is the northern kingdom, Israel, just does terrible. And they're terrible kings all the way through. Judah lasts a little longer because they have some good kings. And that's kind of what we're seeing in today in America. Not that America is Israel, not that America is anything more special than any other country as far as spiritual significance, except that we were founded on biblical principles. God, I believe, has blessed us for that. And we are in my opinion, a post-Christian society. So we are seeing the rails come off. You know, we're coming off the rails. I mean, not the rails come off. We're coming off the rails. Which could mean that there are going to be some opportunities for us. And I'm thinking about this, like how, right, all of Israel was Israel and Judah, but it broke up in the Civil War after Solomon. And there were certain spots that were in judgment more so than others because of their faithfulness. When Judah had a good king, then there was good years. And when there was bad kings, there was bad years. But Israel was just, you know, well, they did have some good years, but then there's judgment. They got carried away first and all that stuff. And I'm thinking about that in today's context and what we could take advantage of and how we can live lives that are radical for God. The first thing is we can't get discouraged by the circumstances. We talk about that a lot, but we need to remind ourselves of that. We need to encourage ourselves with that, is because we are not responsible with the results that we have or in our lives. We're not responsible for the outcomes. We're responsible for obedience. We're responsible for obeying God's command in our lives. And when we're focused on the results, we can get discouraged really quickly. We can get frustrated. We can get overwhelmed. We can have all of these ungodly anger, ungodly frustration, because we're focused in the here and now. And God's plan is so much longer than that. And he asks us not to get results, but to obey and walk in faith with him. Don't go after the results. Don't look at the results. Don't focus on the results. But focus on being obedient and being faithful to what God has called you to. And when you do that, there's going to be opportunities to make moves. And I was thinking about the defunding and the NYPD, where they're going, I think it was $1 billion. No, that can't be right. It was $1 million. They don't have $1 billion funds, right? Someone fact check me on that, please. There were a large portion of the NYPD was going to have a large portion of their funding was going to be taken away. We have the disbanding of the police in Minneapolis. We have warlords in Washington. We have all of these crazy things happening because people aren't obedient to God. They are not ruling the way they should rule. They're not governing the way they should rule. And quite frankly, churches aren't being what they should be in those areas as well. But there are areas that are doing the right thing. They are squashing sin. They are not tolerating it. They are using the government for its rightful place and punishing evildoers. There are churches that are being faithful, that are not bowing the knee to Baal. They're not bowing the knee to the false idols of the day. And that's where you need to be. Now, that may seem like an extreme move from a physical perspective. And what I mean by that is, this might be the time where you need to move from New York to Texas, to Florida, to Idaho, if you're in Washington. It might be time for you to pull out of California and move to a place, not perfect, not the Christian promised land by any means, but places that are more faithful than the places you are at, not than you are at right now. And one of the fruits of that from a business perspective and a wealth generating perspective is that when these things start really setting in, the policies, now I'm not just talking about where it's just, this city that has lawlessness, that has a warlord, that's going to be dealt with in one way or another. That's not going to go on forever. But when you cut budgets of the police, when you remove the police altogether, crime increases, right? All of these negative impacts to the community happen. And what happens? Businesses leave. What happens when businesses leave? Taxes leave. What happens when taxes leave? Then everybody else that can afford it leaves. And we talked about on the shows before, but I want you to think about this. They go somewhere. Most of these businesses aren't just going to disappear. Some of them are, but a lot of these big, like this big manufacturer in Minneapolis that burned down in the riots is not coming back because they said the government's not protecting them. They don't care about them. So they're leaving. They're not just going out of business. They're taking their insurance money and building a factory somewhere else. And this is where I want you to start thinking about things is maybe now is the time your church has gone woke. Your business is leaving the city. Maybe your job's disappearing. Is maybe it's time to pray about where you can go, where you could be around other faithful men in church, in your careers, in the government. Where are the people being the most faithful? And maybe those are opportunities for you not only to go to a place where like-minded people are, but also where there will be future opportunities to grow your wealth. Because property values are going to increase in the places where there's the most law, where there's the most stability, where there's the most certainty, where God's law is upheld the most. That is where prosperity is going to happen. And all of these people that can get out of those lawless states, those places that have rejected God, that have rejected every sort, every ounce, every element of God's law, those people are going to go somewhere. Now, if you can make moves ahead of time to do that, you could benefit yourself. You can grow your wealth. You can find opportunities to make money. If you're a company that sells to other companies, you can expect to see growth in these certain regions of the country that are basically upholding the law as God has intended them to do. Now, I was thinking about this more too of like, what does it look like for us to live in a way where God is the only explanation? Well, in my mind, that means there's going to be a lot of failure. And what? That you mean that a life of failure is going to be the place where the only explanation is God? Well, let me say it like this. Is there going to be many times in life where you're going to go for something? And in my case, when I say I want to live in a way that only God's explanation is, I want to go and attempt to do things that are so big that I cannot give myself credit for. I want to give God all the glory. That if he does this, if he achieves this, if this plan comes to pass, it's only because the Lord brought it about. And I want to be that way because it's not only the most exciting, it's not only a way to keep me humble and not prideful about myself, but I believe that that is where, what's the R word I should say? Okay, I'll just say it for you guys. I'm on a Reform Network. Reformation happens. That's where revival happens, is when we are surrendered to God. God searches to and fro who he can use, looking for someone to say, send me. Send me to do the big things that only you can accomplish. And I just keep on thinking about the times where the spies went into the promised land and 10 of them said no, Joshua and Caleb said yes. That was something that they could have not accomplished on their own. That is, to go in and fight those giants. They looked at the circumstances like we talked about earlier. They were discouraged. They were looking at the results. And they were thinking themselves, from what we have and what we've seen of our history, there's no way we can accomplish this. And we could be thinking that today. With what's going on in the world, there's no saving this place. There's no way that we can be successful. There's no way that our kids are going to have a country, a stable country to live in. There's no way that we're going to find a church that hasn't bowed their knee to Baal, that hasn't been saturated with the social justice movement. But that is not the life of faith that we should be living. And so not just in business, not just moving from one region to another region, but what we do in all areas of our life is looking for those areas to go big where it may not happen because God wasn't in it. And you may fail. And that's what I'm saying, the life of failure. We might live a life of failure that way. That's okay. But when there are those times where we go up and God is in it, that's when God can do amazing things. And God knows I've done terrible things. I mean, I've had big failures. I've made mistakes. I thought God was in things when he wasn't. But I'd rather live a life where I'm looking to see what God is doing. And hey, even if it's something way beyond me, I don't want to cower from it. I don't want to back away from it. Because of the times that we live in, the times that we live in today, we need men of faith to try to go big, even if it means they fail, even if that means there is shame. How much shame did Jesus bear for us? We should be able to live a life of humility where not everything works out, that we're not scared of failure because of what other people think of us or the image that we might have. You know, like we might fail at tons of things, but when we step out in faith and do what we believe God has called us to, that's when big things can happen and we can only give glory to God. So let's be looking for that in our lives. In this time of chaos and uncertainty, let's stop looking at what the world is doing. Let's stop looking at the results. Let's stop looking at what people are the disobedient are doing, what people are doing and bowing their knee to Baal. Let's look to Christ and see what he wants us to do because he is moving and will continue to move. And let's jump on that train and move with him. Let's talk to you tomorrow. God bless.